Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Binkley. Let's begin. Episode 76, Having Your Life Review While Still Incarnate. I like this topic. It's controversial and exciting. And it's something that I've sort of recently come to understand that is part of the ascension path. Now, when I come to an understanding like this, it's getting windy here. You know, I like to sit outside and record these, and as you can hear the fountain in the background, and my hope is always that it's kind of soothing, it's not distracting, but then there's wind and other things that come into play on a day like today, and it looks like it could rain again, so maybe I'll get rained on in the middle of this. Anyway, so this is an interesting topic. It's something I've come to understand. So when I come to an understanding, it's not something that just only I've come to understand within myself, but I've seen it also play out within the people around me. At least a few people before I start to think that there's, you know, a pattern. I see a pattern and I start to think that, okay, this is part of what's happening right now, not just for me, but for many people. And then, you know, it's just, you know, my life's work is understanding this process. So it's no small thing. I don't just sit there and come up with something and say it. I begin to observe it. I don't even study it. I just observe that there is this thing happening with all these different people who are, you know, engaged in a similar process. And the thing is, it's sort of a life review while you're still, you know, physically alive. Now, normally, okay, so breaking it down, normally what a life review is either somebody who's had a near-death experience or somebody who actually physically dies, the first thing that happens is, unless they're in a really low vibrational state upon, transitioning from physical to non-physical, then they'll go to a place where they can kind of heal their vibrational state so they're able to go up into the higher vibrations that are more loving. And start to, you know, do life reviews and get, you know, review, you know, go over things with the council, with their guides, etc. Right? So generally speaking, though, unless the caveat that somebody who, you know, maybe was in a really dark place and, you know, and they transitioned might have to heal or, you know, go through some sort of a cleansing process, right? In the non-physical before they have their life review. But generally speaking, every single person who's ever had a near-death experience and all the, you know, the life between life, past life regression therapies, of which I've studied, hundreds and hundreds of both, you know, life between life regression studies and near-death experiences and, you know, my own meditation and my own studies of a variety of different things. So they all have that one thing. There's a few things that they all have in common, and one of them is the life review, and that's where you go to some sort of a room or a screen just appears in front of you in space. People have described the actual event happening in a myriad of ways, but the end result is that you are sort of holographically transported into your life where it's almost as if you're reliving it. You experience all the emotions and feelings of things that you experience with people, the highs, the lows, the goods, the bads, the things that you did right, the things that you did wrong, so to speak. You know, not to polarize it as right or wrong, but, you know, while you're there, you very much become fully 100% aware of, you know, especially all the things that you did that you wish you would have done differently, right? So, and that's called your life review. And from your life review, you automatically sort of have an idea. You get together with your guides, and if you're advanced enough, you get together with the council, I think. I know the council exists. It's just a matter of, you know, how advanced a soul is if they, you know, get together with the actual, you know, the council of elders or whatever. So from your life review, you have a good idea of what your next incarnation is going to need to be. And there could be repeat lessons and things that you just didn't get. There could be karmic balancing if you really, you know, you were the catalyst for something very negative to happen to another person. You may need to rebalance. You may need to balance that. So you need to, if you were the perpetrator, then in the next incarnation, you will be the victim. And it's not viewed as right or wrong, good or bad. It's viewed as, you know, that you have to balance stuff out, right? I mean, you might feel the pain that you hurt, that you caused somebody, and you just automatically know, oh man, okay, I'm going to have to balance that out. They're going to have to be, you know, the perpetrator, and I'll be the victim, or vice versa, right? So you get an idea of, and then there could be things that you're working on that you didn't, you know, like even like your life's work, you might not have completed it. You could have been like you were in the process of becoming a famous author and you just didn't get there, or you were going to be you were going to run a business that was going to change the world. You didn't quite get to the place of launching it. Something happened. You got sidetracked, whatever. So you have to go back, you know, and you have to redo it again. You know, not the whole incarnation, but certain lessons you'll have to kind of repeat under slightly different circumstances. Like you might not choose the same body. You might be in a different body, a different sex, or it could be a similar body and a similar sex, or, you know, it could be any number of variety of things. You're not going to repeat the exact same incarnation, but there might be a few things that you'll kind of, you know, have to pick back up, right, where you left off. So the life review lets you know all of that, and you walk away from it already knowing what needs to be done before you even talk to your guides. They just, all they're doing is reaffirming it and helping you to choose, you know, the best possible, you know, physical body and or lesson plan and or parents to, you know, incarnate with, to, you know, learn what you need to learn and go through what you need to go through, right? One caveat about, you know, we always say learning from your parents. The majority of the time, you're not learning. They're not like sitting you down and teaching you stuff. That'd be sure nice. But if you're learning energetically from them and karmically balancing, right, which means that you absorb their kind of lesson plans as your own. You know, so like if you were, for instance, if you were, you know, you knew you needed to work on jealousy and insecurity, then you might incarnate with a parent where one of them was extremely jealous and insecure. To bring more awareness to you about that issue, you would see it amplified within them, exemplified and amplified within them, right? So anyway, I'm getting a little sidetracked here. So here's what I see playing out. So that's a life review. Here's what I see playing out with dozens of people have expressed this to me, and it started to happen with myself. And at first, it's not pleasant until you really just embrace it and you surrender into it and allow yourself to fully re-experience, you know, all of these memories. You know, in other words, you can't be in resistance to it and expect to continue on your ascension path. In fact, you know, your ascension path could be another way of looking at it is the ultimate in non-resistance, where you allow every single experience, every single memory, every single suppressed emotional charge to surface and be with it unconditionally, where you're just not, you know, and ultimately what it looks like is allowing the body to express itself, right? Letting the body cry or shake with fear or tears and rage or whatever it needs to do. That's how you achieve emotional integration, full integration. So it's what it is. It's this flood. I see this happening. It's this sort of flood of memories. It's just constant barrage of memories. And people are just, you know, they're asking me about it in the live and you know, some of the podcast. And I mean, mostly in the lives and the TikToks and stuff. You know, that's where I have, you know, majority of my followers, you know, this evolution. And so there are, you know, there's a lot of people saying that they're experiencing all these memories and asking me what's all about, and you know, and some people are just doing the work sort of automatically, just by default, by surrendering into it and just burning through it, right? So the only way through is through, you know, and I've come to conclude that that's you're actually, it's a good thing. You're progressing really well. You're coming along. If that's happening, again, you don't fight it. You don't try to repress it. That's the opposite of what you need to do. You need to surrender to it and just allow it to wash over you, especially anything that is really traumatic. The more traumatic or hurtful it was, the more you need to surrender into it and burn through it, right? And the more you do that, the quicker your ascension path goes. And so I can't say for sure that everybody's going to experience that, but my my new conclusion, my newfound awareness about that is that it's possible that that's going to be part of the journey as you get closer and closer to full integration, that at some point you'll start to get that flood of memories of the past, and then your job is just to surrender and feel, just be in non-resistance and allow it to wash through you and allow the body, if the body needs to start to express itself because of trauma or hurt or pain, just let it, right? You know, utilize emotional integration to surrender and just feel, and then let the body express itself. So anyway, I'm calling it the life review while still incarnate. And it is looking more and more like it is definitely a step or a phase in the ascension process as you close in on full integration with the higher self, meaning that you've probably burned through a certain amount of suppressed emotional charges in order to get to that level. And who knows, there could be levels and levels and levels, right? I think I've said it before, and if not, I'll say it again. The only way through is through, and the enemy of this work is needing it to be done, right? Because it's not done until it's done. The only way through is through. I say it over and over again, but just to remind you that, you know, if you're on the ascension track, just, you know, the only thing you can do to speed it up, and it's not even really speeding it up, it's just, all it does is it just raises it to the highest possible setting that you already have available, if you get what I'm saying by metaphor there or analogy. Right. So in other words, if you're in super resistance, your setting might be on super low as far as speed goes. Whereas if you're in total resistance, then you're at the maximum possible speed, right? And that's the way to get to the maximum possible speed, is by surrendering and feeling over and over again. And then, you know, I've also been mindful to add in that after deep emotional integration sessions, it's really super good if you can then switch back to, you know, connecting with your timeline that you want to manifest for yourself, and the joy and the bliss of living in that amazing space where you're living your highest possible version of yourself, right? So anyway, hopefully that was helpful. As always, if you're interested in having me do any corporate or personal workshops, or you're interested in the coaching, head on over to ChristopherPinkley.com, fill out the Work with Chris form, and we go from there. In the meantime, take good care, and we'll talk to you soon.